Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Erickson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Erickson. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Eddie Lucan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack moves to second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is called out on strikes. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren strikes out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason takes first base on ball four. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive towards third. Hack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to third. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack scores. Cavaretta moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0-for-1 in the game. Juiced hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCullough moves to third. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0-for-1 in the game. Erickson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive off the glove of Sturgeon, and into shallow left field. McCormick reaches second base with a double. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gleason bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. McCormick moves to third. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCormick scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frey moves to second. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lucan. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stringer hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 2 in the game. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 2 in the game. Lieber hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0 for 1 in the game. Lucan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walters moves to second. 2 outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gleason hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frey takes first base on ball 4. McCormick moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCormick scores. Frey moves to second. It's 2-1, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardi strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0-for-2 in the game. Lucan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0-for-2 in the game. Erickson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hack hits a line drive into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stringer hits a line drive towards left. McCormick catches it and throws to Frey, who relays to McCormick to double up Cavaretta. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack juggles the ball. That's an error on Hack. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Walters moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCormick bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Walters moves to third. Joost moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gleason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walters scores. Joost scores. McCormick moves to second. It's 4-2, Reds. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick bunts towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCormick moves to third. Gleason moves to second. Jake Moody now pitching. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCormick scores. Gleason moves to third. McCormick moves to second. It's 5-2, Reds. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frey hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gleason scores. One out. It's 6-2, Reds. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 3 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moody fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dahlgren hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 3 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0 for 3 in the game. Lucan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walters takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McCormick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walters moves to second. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gleason hits a fly ball into center field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McCullough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Bobby Sturgeon. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Jake Moody. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. McCullough moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Cabrera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCullough scores. Gallen moves to second. It's 6-3, Reds. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stringer hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.